World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'd be lying to you if I told you I wasn't a little bit tired, a little bit worn out today. It's a good worn out. Back home, made it home. Got actually a chance to crawl in bed with my wife last night. Sleep in the bed was good. We were only gone one night, but it seemed like it's gone forever. I thank George for being my chauffeur and getting us down there and back. And what a good time it was to ride around with George. And so I'm home, back in the saddle again here at in the multi-million dollar studio. A lot of stuff to talk about, as always. And before I get too deeply in it, some things. We're excited here at the Dobenmeyer household. Our son Zach gets sworn in today at the bar. Our son Zach becomes an attorney today. And sometime I'll take some time and tell you that journey that guy has been through. And today he gets sworn in. So it's a day of rejoicing here in our house. We thank George for driving down there and just being a great chauffeur and a great guy to be around. And he never complains about anything. And Cowboy Dave and folks, what that guy's doing down there is like, I told my wife, are you guys looking at me? Every one of you need to go down there just to see the devastation. You would not. I don't know how many miles we drove yesterday. We drove a lot of miles yesterday around the area, trying to get to a specific location. And friends, it's like I just tell you, you can. It's like a tornado hit a thousand different places. Everywhere you go, it is unbelievable. So we're still trying to organize to go back down there. In fact, get my brain kicking here. Dave Allison and Sherry, some of them, they're going to go down here in a couple weeks. Steve's down there. Betty's down there. Friend, are you looking at me? If you want to have a life-changing experience, you need to go down there, even if it's for a couple days. You need to go down there. You will never be the same. We drove up yesterday. Cowboy Dave, what was the name of that mountain that we went up to yesterday? I can't even remember the name of it.
Mount Mitchell.
We staked Mount Mitchell yesterday. Mount Mitchell, by the way, I didn't know this, is the highest spot on the East Coast. In other words, Mount Mitchell, are you ready for this? Mount Mitchell is the highest spot all the way till you get to the Rocky Mountains when you go east, right? So we went to Mount Mitchell yesterday and we staked that, and the devastation driving up and down that up those Appalachian Mountains was just unbelievable, man. So we staked it. I'll talk about that later on. Thanks to the fact that Craig's all over everything and appreciate that. So I want to thank Betty and Steve and Clay and PA Brett who went down there and Craig who went down there and everybody else who's been going down there. And we would love, folks, come on now. Even for one day, even for 2 days, it will be a life-changing experience for you to see it. Dave Allison's coming down here about a week or so, and I'm just telling you, the gospel opportunities are everywhere you look. The devastation is everywhere. I don't want to beat that up, but let's. How about this one? We finally yesterday, thanks to George McCloy's mother, we were able to rent a pod. Pull that up, Spencer. Pod, so people know what we're talking about. Because Cowboy Dave has been down there and he's been trying to store stuff, and they're ripping him off. And no, not smoking a pod. Yeah, storage pod. One of those. We got one of those coming for Cowboy Dave today. In fact, it would have been there yesterday, except we forgot to follow up with a phone call to sign the documents and all that. But this is coming. Hey, Dave, tell them real quickly why you need this pod.
Well, it secures the donations, allows them to not be stolen, not be pilfered. It gives us a system where We can look at people's needs instead of them looking at what's available, the big difference on that one. And then we can take or give them what they need directly from that unit, or we can take them shuttle to the areas where there may be needs, particular needs in individuals or with supply centers that are short on some items. So this just gives us something to work out of because we have nothing but open air.
We have secured this for through the first of the year. So we've got it for a long time. So what Dave said, this is important for us to understand. When people come walking up to one of these distribution things, it's like you walk into Walmart. Oh, I'd like to have that. And I'd like to have that. And I'd like to have that. And I'd like to have that. I'd like to have that. And Dave said, that doesn't work. They need to come to me and tell me what they need. And then I go get it for them. So this is really, really good. And we appreciate what's going on down there. So that's getting done today. Can I switch gears on you real quickly? Because I think this is really, really important. And you guys want to know why the gospel isn't expanding all across America. And I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, when we were driving up in that mountain, and we would look over, you would look over on areas of, Spencer, see if you can pull that out, up that mountain up there. Given that, David, my brain's dead. What's the name of that mountain again?
Black Mountain.
Well, it's Black Mountain, Mount Mitchell. This is the highest point on the eastern coast. This is it. This is a hot Mount Mitchell. Now, we couldn't get all the way up there yesterday because the road's blocked, still devastated. But friends, it was the most amazing thing is you would drive up and you would look out over those mountains just go forever out through there. It's unbelievable. But like that one, click on this one. Yeah, just click on that one. Go back, Spence. Come on all the way over. I want just a good picture of the mountain. Right there, that one, click. So folks, so you look at these mountains like that and you drive along the road and all of a sudden you look out there and there's a whole swath of those trees that are gone. Just right in the middle of that thing, bunch of open space. You know what that was? Landslides. Landslides. That mud just rushed down out of the trees are gone. I mean, you got to see it to believe it. So Mount Mitchell is the highest elevation and we tried to get up to the top of that. The roads were all blocked. Who knows what it looks like up the top of there, but we did stake that, and I'll talk more about that later on. But here's where I want to take you today. Jack's got a raised hand. I feel Jack's got to say something. Go ahead, Jack.
No, I just had a question, Coach. We have people asking how they can send what's needed by UPS to Dave.
Dave has an address. Dave, do you have an address for him?
Yeah. The problems we're running into is this could tend to be transient. I know that I'll be, Lord willing, at this location at Athens Pizza. I can get that address to Coach and we can make that available. But I'm in the parking lot of a business. It's Athens Pizza, like Athens, Greece, that has not been even started on it. I'm not even sure they're going to reopen. So I'm in the parking lot. UPS, FedEx will bring those items to me. But if for some reason I would not be in the camp, they'll make sure they go to a trusted person at the gas station right beside me. So a little bit of a hitch we ran into when we were at the BP station where after we shut down the supply center, folks continued to send things. So I've had to go around and grab those. But this address is where UPS, FedEx, Prime, and all those know me. They've seen me for weeks, and they'll make sure that we get anything that's sent out.
Yeah, so folks, if you send stuff out like now and for the next week, he's going to be there. It's okay. But 3 weeks down the road, who knows where they're going to be or what's going on. So if you're sending stuff immediately, boy, if I was able to do this, I'd put it in the chat because we have – hey, Spencer, look up Athens Pizza, Swannanoa, North Carolina, and then maybe you can put that address in there.
And, Coach, that should be good through November.
November. So ship it then to Dave Graham, and then we'll put the address in the chat for you there, okay? Brett or Tammy, come on in there a second. Thanks for the offering, by the way, Brett and Tammy. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, Coach. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hey, since you were near Mount Mitchell or on Mount Mitchell, you were close to Burnsville. Did you see anything?
We went through Burnsville. What do you mean? Did we see anything?
All the FEMA trailers.
Well, we didn't get up that hill because we were short for time. But there's no doubt. Hang on, real quick, while Brett's on this. Okay, Spencer, pull up for me. Hang on, folks. We need to know this stuff is going on. Okay. Where is it? Hang on. Yeah, pull up number one. No. FEMA, the email says FEMA. Pull that up for me real quick. I don't want to get camped on this. Look, folks, FEMA is moving 350 semi-trailers with equipment to Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Lower Michigan near Lake Huron. So, folks, see, FEMA is planning for something we don't know about, Brett. And so, Brett, I don't doubt that there's something going on. I don't doubt it at all, brother. And this, I was going to talk about this, but I just don't want to get, I don't want to get down that rabbit hole today. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it. But there's pictures of it. In fact, Spencer, if you scroll down there, it might show you some of those camps that's going down a little bit. Maybe not. Where did I see this morning? Well, click on What on Earth is Up. What on Earth is Up with the 350? That there. Click on that. See what happens. It's pictures of what's going on. Maybe that wasn't it. I got it someplace, pictures. Nah, that's not it. I'm sorry. Trust me, okay? So we don't know what's going on, Brett. I don't doubt stuff's going on. Okay, Mary Beth, quickly, then I got someplace I want to go. Go.
When Dave is talking, if he could just let us know some of the greatest needs when we go on to Amazon or whatever.
Well, here's the thing. Go ahead, Dave, but it changes every week almost. Go ahead, Dave. You're muted. Dave, you're muted.
I got you. Yeah, I will get that list out. There's 6 to 10 items that are going to need continually. They're consistent. Such as small propane bottles, but I'll get a list to Coach or to Pass the Salt. It does change pretty dramatically, from at least on a 48-hour cycle. Those of you that have been here realize that. But I will make sure I update that list and start with the items that will be consistent through probably Christmas, and then we'll work backwards into items that might be needed for a particular week. But they're heading into the need for construction, that type of thing. So it'd be nail guns, compressors, but still the simple items like cosmetics, hygiene, and propane and so forth. But I'll get that to you, Coach. Thanks.
Okay, good. Hey, folks, we want you to know that when we left yesterday, we put a check for $3,000 into Cowboy Dave's ministry. So we want you to know that the money that you're giving to us is going to the need, okay? We just want you to feel good about that. And we trust Dave that he's going to do what needs to be done with it, okay? So he's a good partner we've made. Now, we've got others going on, you know, Steve Deck and Betty, they're over on another part. Folks, this goes forever. I'm telling you, this just goes forever. So we're doing the best we can to try to keep up with what's going on. And again, we would love for all of you to join for a trip down there. It will be a life-changing experience. We're 11 weeks out, and you can't believe the devastation that is still on the ground after 11 weeks. And it's you got to see it to believe it. Can I move on? Can I move on? Because I got something I think is really, really crucial for us to understand. I think we're missing it in the church. I think we're missing it in the church. I learned this from a firsthand experience when we would do what we would call street ministry. We would go to abortion clinics, or we would go to the gay pride parade, and we would see people out there and telling these lost people, Jesus loves you, brother. Jesus loves you. Hey, Jesus really loves you. And you know, that's true. That's true. But here's what the problem is. They already think Jesus loves them. Either they don't care about Jesus, or we're telling them Jesus loves them. So they're cool. Jesus loves me. Good. I'm in. Because they don't understand the gospel. And by the way, neither do most of us understand the gospel. One of the things that I repeatedly was thinking as we were driving around. Again, thank George for chauffeuring us. I got his car all muddy and dirty and everything. Thanks, George, for doing that. I just, everywhere I looked, I thought, my God, the fear of the Lord. You mean to tell me a storm can come in there and that entire mountain thing can slide and all those trees disappear? You mean to tell me it can rain so much that water will come up and it'll, are you kidding me? We call it Mother Nature. But dude, I was thinking, hey, Dave, real quick, tell the story of the guy whose wife wouldn't get in the car, and then she got in the car to last night. Tell that story again. And folks, put yourself in this situation that the rain's coming. It's dark. You probably don't know what's going on. You'd say to your wife, we got to get out of here, honey. You jump in your car. She won't get in her car. Finally, she gets. Can you imagine the panic as all this water's coming around? Dave, how fast did they say it was going, Dave? How fast was the water going?
the water from where the dam was breached was traveling 60 miles an hour. So it was traveling every 15 seconds, a quarter of a mile.
Think of that, Ben. So if that happens to you, if you're in the midst of that and you're thinking, where do we go? Tell that story, Dave, that couple.
They were at the campgrounds. There was only one entrance and one out. It's the KOA that you heard about. His name is Richard. He wouldn't mind me using his first name. He had tried to encourage his girlfriend, it was a live-in, because he's not with Christ, to get ready because they were waiting on the warnings and the alarms for the campgrounds, which never came.
They had like 15 seconds to evacuate, right, Dave? 15 seconds, a minute, water. Yeah. Folks, the water is going at 60 miles an hour. Go ahead.
So he got past the wave of the wall of water. She refused to get in his vehicle. She wanted to get her vehicle out. And he watched in his rearview mirror, literally, as the wall of water he just barely avoided. He had water up to his knees in his vehicle, overtook her car in his rearview mirror. He watched and turned, flipped the car over multiple times and was consumed. They found the car the next day completely full of silt and sand, and they had to dig through the sand clear to the ceiling of the vehicle before they found her body. And he'd been sleeping in his washed-out van at the corner of the gas station. He'd taken the wet seats out, unbolted them, and been sleeping there when I met him. And now he's beside me in an RV, and he's got provision, and he just needs Christ right now.
Well, folks, can you imagine this? You get in your car, you all of a sudden you're panic stricken, right? This rain's coming. They're telling you to get out. You get in your car and you drive away, and your stubborn girlfriend, well, she's got to get her car. He's saying, come on, come on. And as they're driving down the road, he's looking in the rearview mirror and she's swept away. Can you imagine the terror in the heart of somebody in the midst of that? And this was happening. All those homes being swept away. Nobody knows. 60 mile an hour. Water rolling down out of that's what they were doing. So here, look. It's the fear of the Lord that drives us to repentance. It's this exact opposite message that the church is peddling. The church is saying, come to Jesus, you'll be healthy, wealthy, and wise, and you'll get your best life now, and he'll take care of all your needs and all that kind of stuff. And see, one of the problems is we tell people that Jesus loves them, and it's simple because they love them too. Why wouldn't Jesus love me? I love me. My wife loves me. Everybody loves me. Certainly Jesus loves me too. And that's the message that we go out and tell people. Huh? How about this? How about you go out and say, hey, dude, there's a hurricane coming. There's a 60-mile-an-hour wave of water coming. Get out, get out. What? And you do. Why? Because you're stricken with fear. But what does the Bible tell us? Well, it tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What? So this morning, you know what old coach did? Hey, Spencer, see where it says boom? See where it says boom? Click on that. The love, do we tell people to love the Lord or fear the Lord? Love the Lord. See, when I was growing up, I don't know about you guys, what's the right word? I had a proper fear of my dad. Did anybody grow up with a proper fear of your dad? You knew he loved you, but dude, he caught you back talking to your mama. The wrath of God would come down on you, right? And your dad, how many of you grew up in that home when your dad started taking your belt off? You knew, oh my goodness, you knew you were in trouble, right? You know what I'm talking about? Because it was what? The fear of your father that kept you in line. You knew, huh? You knew that you're going to have to face daddy, and daddy was going to straight you out. Now, let me ask you this. Is that the message we're teaching the church? Or are we teaching them, come and sit on Santa Claus's lap? Come here and sit on Santa Claus's lap. He just loves everybody. Ho, 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 ho. Come here, my children, right? And so when we talk to people about God, we don't teach the fear of God. So I said today, hey, Lord, are there any verses in there about the fear of the Lord? Well, it turns out there's 28 verses. Job, and the man, and to man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. See, you depart from evil because you understand you're going to get yourself an ass whooping. You understand? You understand that, friends? It's the same thing I had in my house. There were certain things when I was growing up I didn't do because I was afraid of my dad. Right? Right? Are we teaching this? Now, how about Psalm 111:10? The fear of the Lord's beginning of wisdom. a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction for wisdom, and before honor comes humility. Scroll down, Spence. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. The fear of the Lord leads to life, so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. And he will be stability for your times, a wealth of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. In the fear of the Lord, there's strong confidence, and his children will find refuge. Better is a little fear with the Lord. By the way, has anybody seen love in here yet? Have we tripped on love yet? Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures with turmoil with it. Then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. How, praise the Lord, how blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. A song of ascent. How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. Not who the Lord loves, not who loves the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate. Moses said to his people, do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you, and in order that the fear of him may remain with you, so that you may not sin. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, and they are righteous altogether. Is not your fear of God your confidence, and the integrity of the ways you hope? He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is devious, I could go on and on and on and on. When's the last sermon you heard in your church about the fear of the Lord?
Boom.
You don't hear it, do you? Blessings, 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 blessings. And see, because I went down there and I saw where that 60-mile-an-hour wave went. Whoo! I said, man, oh, man, there's got to be a God. There has got to be a God. And you go down there and you climb up where we were yesterday, up that mountain, and you look out at that mountain range at the Continental Divide, and you look at those mountains that just roll after roll after roll after roll, and you say, God, this is so magnificent. Who made this? Wow. I'm just telling you, friends. And look, I'm not a fear monger, but I want you to know this. I never, ever tell people how much God loves them. Never, ever do I say that, because they get the wrong message. And it's the fear of the Lord. It's the fear of the Lord. I don't know about you. I got scared into the kingdom. Can anybody else out there say amen? Huh? Anybody else say that? See, the problem was,
amen. I preach it all the time.
I love myself too much already, right? And when I came along and found out, hey, coach, you're going to get whacked, dude. You're about to get whacked. Woo! It changed everything. And that is not the message. Why? Because the fear of the Lord message doesn't draw big crowds and smoke machines and music and flags. And it doesn't draw all that kind of stuff. So I want to ask you this. Boy, oh boy. What if when you stand before the Lord, me, you, and the Lord says to you, gee, I know you love me, and yeah, I know you did, but what'd you do down there about them cutting off little boys' penises? Did you miss something here? Did I not communicate to you that you're your brother's keeper? Did I not communicate to you that it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the deepest part of the ocean than to let them do that to kids? Did I not communicate that to you? And you think that I love you so much that I'm going to overlook the fact that you didn't show my love to anybody else? Yeah? The fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord? You mean to tell me I'm going to stand before the Lord and he's going to show me the wickedness that I could have prevented, but I didn't open my mouth? Now, it's under the blood, but can you imagine that you're going to stand before God and that computer printout, that YouTube video of your life is played for everybody to see. And you look at all the times you could have made a difference, all the difference. If you'd have just opened your stinking mouth, if you'd have just stepped out, if you'd have just gone and done all the difference that you could have made for the Lord's people. And there you're going to look at that video and then you're going to look at him. Now we know this, you aren't saved through works, but you're going to look up at him and you're going to say, golly, I so let you down. I'm not worthy, man. Father, I am so sorry. I'm not worthy. They taught me in church that I'm supposed to love everybody and not judge anybody. I'm sorry, Lord. And he's going to say, I know. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. But don't ever forget what you could have done. Faith without works, Melzer. Faith without works is dead. I put you there so you can be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. I put you there for that. It's under the blood. He'll forgive us. And I've often said to people, the most common phrase when we stand before the Lord and we look around, the most common phrase when they're playing that video of your life is going to be, oh, meaning now I get it. Oh. And I'm clinging to this life. And you go down there at Swanano where we are, Dave Graham, how many people you think are buried under that mud that they will never, ever, ever find? Cars flipped over, all the possessions of life meaning nothing. And I'm looking at it, so the grace of God go on. That's the message we need, folks. That's the message that we need, not the message that God loves them. No, we got the wrong message. Okay, I'm going to shut up, open it up here and let you. I got a bunch of stuff here today, man. Mary Beth, come on in.
It just brought to mind about how people believe in millions of years and evolution and how, you know, when they find these things under the rocks and they're millions and billions and trillions of years old. And now we have this massive act of man, act of Satan, evil, that where, like you just said, they'll never ever find because it was buried, you know, instantaneously.
Yeah, but you know why it's going on, Mary Beth? Huh? You know why it's going on? Because you ain't saying a damn thing and you're giving them their tax dollars to teach lies to your children. Folks, this is the reality of where we are. See, the Lord's going to say, Coach, you mean you knew they were taking your money and castrating kids? You knew it and you kept paying it? See, I hope that's not true. I hope it's under the blood. Huh? Oh, yeah. You mean I could have opened my mouth and I could have prevented that heartache in somebody else's life and I didn't do it because I was afraid maybe they wouldn't, they would defriend me on Facebook? Are you kidding me? Where does your loyalty lie, baby? Where does it lie? Roger, come on in.
Oh, you know, I saw a video yesterday, post situation, 11 weeks, and Dave, I was in shock on this particular area. I can't name the city or whatever. There had been nothing done. You know, the roads were open, but all the debris had not moved in 11 weeks.
You got to see it to believe it.
And I was just in shock because I'm thinking, like, couldn't the Army engineers be down there with, you know, 35 bulldozers and just put it all in a corner, you know?
Or... No, they're sending it to Israel and they're sending it to Ukraine.
Yeah, but it was just unbelievable. 11 weeks, the roads had cars moving, but none of the debris had been moved at all.
You could drive down there today, Roger, and you would think it happened last week. I mean, it's so overwhelming. It's just so overwhelming. Cowboy, come on in.
Yeah, I wanted to just address that. He's absolutely 100% correct. And it is shocking. What stands in my mind this morning is we tried to get to the Blue Ridge Parkway and it was blocked. We tried to go around some of the blocks and it was blocked even more. And what I was shocked to learn when I got back here to camp and I spoke with some of the ex-military that are operating here where the helicopters flew out of, and I didn't realize it, but the Blue Ridge Parkway is a federal highway, and there's nobody can access it from their homes along the Blue Ridge Parkway. So therefore, the reason why I say that, to draw a picture for you, is when George and Coach and I drove to the Blue Ridge Parkway and back out again. We probably traveled about 12 to 14 miles on this road. Maybe it was only 6 or 7. George does travel pretty fast. But there was not one visible sign of a supply center.
Nothing.
On that entire road, even though it was sparsely populated. We probably passed what would have been maybe 40 or 50 home sites in that 10-mile stretch, 8-mile stretch, whatever. But there was no one outside of a church with tables. There was no water stacked up. And I just don't – those are the things like what you're sharing about the debris not being removed. How hard would it be for them to open Blue Ridge Parkway? That's a pretty major travel route. Why is it it's blocked with permanent, almost like snow barricades? What about those folks? Really, it runs dozens or hundreds of miles and nobody can access it?
David, 11 weeks and they still haven't opened the parkway for people to drive? Folks, as we were driving up the mountains, you could see where the road had been washed out and it had been rebuilt. I mean, you could see patches of all the way up on that trip yesterday. Yeah, we get up the top of it, and the Blue Ridge Parkway, which runs all down to the Appalachian, you can't even get on it. It's closed. Now, why is that thing closed? What is going on that they won't let us on that?
Coach, what's going on at the park there for Mount Mitchell, which was our destination? There's like a big park there, and there's a campgrounds, and there's obviously the tourist site being the highest spot. So what – I'd love to fly over that with a drone and see what's really going on. Maybe that's where the trailers that the other gentleman was talking about. And I am going to go up that way and take a look at those things. So, but I just wanted to put that in there to think about.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to shift gears on. I got a lot of stuff. This all ties together. Okay, this all ties together. We now know. I want to tie the election in here real quick for you. Okay, we now know this. That the wicked are in control of the government. Now, I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. People who trusted that Donald Trump is legit, they call those people MAGA. Are we all deceived? I don't know. But we do know this, don't we? That clearly it's MAGA against the rest of the world. You guys get that, don't you? It's MAGA against the rest of the world. Come on, tell me you get that. So I want to show you these real quick, Spencer. Pull up, it says maps. Let me see. I'm going to show you something so that you understand what it is that we're dealing with. Let me see. Which one is it? Maps, 11. Pull up 11. This is going to be my Facebook page. And I'm just going to scroll down. Maybe I did this yesterday, but I want you to see this, okay? Just keep going down, Spence. You'll see a map. That's right there, okay? Look. So there's a map of red and blue America. There it is. And then up the top is what the media wants you to think. If you turn on the media, they're calling us who are the majority a minority. You get what's going on? Do you understand? Look on that map of America. America is red. America is MAGA, right? Not Trump. Make America great again. America first, right? So who do you want to believe? So the media in the pocket of the Luciferians, yes, they're Luciferians, they give us a different picture. Scroll on down the next one, Spence. This is all important for us to understand. Keep going. There'll be another map here in a second. Oh, there you go. Look at that. This is what the map would look like if we just let women vote. We just let women vote. Look at that map. Kamala Harris would be president of the United States if we just let women vote. It'd be 413 to 122 if women were the only ones that voted. Now, friends, how did we get in this mess? How did we get in this? It goes back to the educational system, all that. How do we get in this mess with this great divide between men and women? And look at me. A woman ain't got no right to kill no baby. All right? You ain't got no right to kill
That's
a baby.
Right.
Okay. Let's go to another map. If we can believe these could all be faked and forged. And all. Well, go back there. Go back up a second. Well, look at that one. There's a lot of good stuff. Go up one more, Spence. I'm sorry. Go up one more. Go on. Keep going. This is a next one. Oh, this is really good. Yearly mentions of prejudice and popular. Look at the media. In 2010, media was just kind of going along okay. And then all of a sudden, they started talking about racism. Look how the media took racism from 2010 to 2020. You guys see what I'm talking about? That first chart? And then that's racism and homophobia. Look. Look how that, look, oh my goodness, sexism, look what they did on the chart. What about homophobia? Why, look, on the chart, started when? 2010. When did Obama get in there? Thank you. Transphobia, look, when did all these, do you understand what's going on? Islamophobia, look at it. 2010, anti-Semitism, boom. So what? They're doing everything they can to plant these things in our mind of things that don't exist, that they tell us does exist. They program us. Go on down, one more, go on down. Keep going down, Spence. Say, Coach, this is good stuff. I never see. Stop, stop. Okay, look, there's the 2020 election. By the way, have you noticed the left is now saying that Elon Musk rigged the election? Did you guys see that? Huh? So the left can yell fraud when they want to. But look at that. So there's what really happened in 2020 when they stopped the voting and all of a sudden, boom, 20 million missing votes came up. And then this year when they weren't able to do it. Interesting, isn't it? Did you know? Oh, keep going. One more. Keep going. That right there, right there. What's this? That's MAGA. That's folks. And they're calling us what? What are the names that they're calling us, right? And you notice where all the power is? It's in the cities. Look at that. That's crazy, is it not? Go on down. There's another one. I think there's another one. Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. One more. There's Coach. Here's Coach. There. Okay, there we go. Kamala won all the states that don't require voter ID. Huh? How about that? I wonder how that happened. Huh? No voter ID, she wins. Is this crazy, right? Is this crazy? Aunt Randy's right. Oklahoma, all 70 counties in Oklahoma were Trump counties. All 70 of them. And now we're seeing what's going on down in what's the name of that? Arizona, Terry Lake. They want us to believe that Arizona voted for Donald Trump but didn't vote for Kerry Lake. I'm telling you, folks, it's unbelievable. Okay, we can get off of this. I got more. I got more. Oh boy, oh boy. Let me show you something. It's gonna make some of you mad, okay? It's gonna make some of you mad. Pull up number 7 and then pull up number 8. Pull up number 7 and then pull up number 8. Okay. Now, is this true or not? Is he lying or is he not? Is he a Mason? Is he not? I don't know. I don't know. Ask yourself, did you ever hear this from George Bush, Obama? Do you ever hear what you're about to hear from the Clintons? Do you ever hear what you're about to hear from any other president? Go ahead and play it.
You guys know Trump said this much about Jesus?
Our country needs a savior right now, and our country has a savior. And that's not me. That's somebody much higher up than me. Much higher up. But the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ forever changed the world. It's impossible to think of the life of our own country without the influence of his example and of his teachings. But none of this could have ever happened without Jesus Christ and his followers and his church. None of it. And we have to remember that Jesus Christ is the ultimate source of our strength and of our hope. Let us thank Almighty God for our nation, for our precious freedoms, and our most of all, and I have to say this, for the gift of God's everlasting mercy and grace. We ask God to bless our nation and our people with faith and hope and love and peace.
Share this video so the truth can reach.
Okay, now ask yourself this. Is he faking it? Maybe he is. Maybe he is. When's the last president you heard say that? When's the last one? So it seems to me that he's opened the door for the church. Hey, church, come on in. You're welcome here. Come on in. And then I caught this clip yesterday. Huh? This guy here, he's J.D. Vance is a tough one to figure because he's married to a Hindu? Whatever. What does J.D. Vance say?
Oh, it's always been for me. But for some reason yesterday, on the morning of the biggest speech of my life, I've got 2.5 hours of sleep. My kids aren't going to be up for 3 or 4 hours, so I'm bored, alone, anxious, and thoughts are racing through my head a mile a minute. After 30 minutes of trying to, you know, count sheep or count backwards from 500 to 1, I finally just say, Jesus, please help me. And I'm not kidding, that was the last thing that I remembered until 3 hours later. And again, it's a minor thing, and I'm sure that people who don't believe in God will say, oh, that's just a weird, you know, weird coincidence, a minor little thing, but I felt the touch of God. And I think that if we look out there and we look in this country, we look at our past and we hopefully envision a future, we remember that there's a lot of little touches of God. That's how it's
amazing, huh? Amazing. Okay, he's faking. Okay, I get it. Well, why didn't the other side fake? Why didn't Biden fake it? Why didn't Kamala fake it? Why? See, to me, this is so clear that it's Christ against the devil. It's so clear to me. And whoever the pieces are on the chess table, I don't know how the Lord's moving all those. But I'm going to tell you something. That's speaking our language, even if they don't believe it. At least they're speaking our language. Jeff Nell, come on in.
You remind me of Bill Clinton, all the way down through to Biden. When they read some of the Declaration of Independence, they removed endowed by our Creator.
Hmm. Well, we know that. We know that the Creator is not at the center of what they're doing. By the way, that's a good one. As opposed to this one, hang on. Coming to you, Spencer Lambert. Coach, hey, Spencer, I'm putting this in the chat. Grab it, okay? I just got this from Craig. Grab that for me. Huh? This is the other side. A proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility, 2024. A Transgender Day of Visibility. Yada, yada. You can read down through all that stuff. Who signed this thing, Spencer? Now, who signed it? A proclamation of Joseph R. Biden, Jr. Now, say, well, Trump's a Mason, and well, they're pretty good fakes. Because it'd have been pretty easy for this guy to fake it too, wouldn't it? Joe Biden said he was a Catholic. It'd have been pretty easy. See, there's no fear of the Lord, is there? There's no fear of the Lord. We're going to let transgenders rule the day, and we're going to have a special day of transgender. When's the National People Under 5'10" Day? I want to know that. When is the National I Have a Belly Too Big for My Waist? When's that day? When is that day? We don't get those days, do we, folks? Those days don't come around. All right, I've rambled a lot. I had a lot on my mind. I had to ride to George for 8 hours yesterday. Somebody come on in here. You're welcome to come in.
Hillbilly Day.
Hillbilly Day. Thanks, Mark. Hey, Mark, listen, folks. Yeah, there's something about hillbillies, man. You can just sense the God-fearing cities. You can just sense it down in that area. Did you want to say something else, Mark? It is. Yep. God bless.
No, Coach, I'm tracking with you, though. I'm tracking. Right. Good. Yep.
Yep. Amen. Randy.
Coach, are we really voting for the person as much as we are voting for their policies?
There you go, brother.
And we're voting for righteousness, Coach. Righteousness and justice. So, yeah, you can say, well, I just didn't vote. Okay. That's fine. You copped out. That's fine. You really don't have a voice then, in other words, right?
Don't deserve one.
We vote for righteousness. Okay. Just take your eyes off of what the person looks like. Hear what's coming out of their mouth. And it isn't. This was so easy.
It was so easy. What does Mark Driscoll say? Pull him up, number five. I'm going to show you two things. Stop a minute, Spencer. Play number four and then play number five. Okay, play number four. Folks, this is what we're up against.
He's an oppressor of civil liberties, megalomaniac Republican.
Oh, give me hope, Kamala. Hope, Kamala, give me hope.
Who'd you vote for today?
I voted for Kamala Harris.
Why is that?
I have three daughters, four children overall, and women's rights is pretty important to
them.
And my daughters. Sorry.
Freeze it. That's a low testosterone man, right? He's praying for his daughters to murder his grandbabies. There's millions of men like this. Wussy men. Go ahead.
a little emotional about that. I didn't think that I was going to do that, but...
Okay, so, we're closing in on almost 5 p.m. Eastern time, and I've been tracking everything that's been going on across the country today. And my most important encounter was when I went out to get my champagne. I was talking to the guy in the store, of course, asking him, did he vote? And he said he did early voting, and he asked me if I early voted. And he asked me, you know, why I was getting the champagne. And I said, because I'm going to be toasting Madam President tonight. I said to him, she's going to take every one of the swing states plus Iowa. I said, I'm a political analyst. I'm telling you right now, the numbers are there. She's taking this election. And then I said to him, you realize, and he didn't tell me who he voted for, but of course I knew. And I said, you do realize you wasted your vote, right? I didn't care.
Hi, everybody. Just a quick reminder. If you're watching the election results tonight, I just want to make you aware of something called a red mirage. That's when some of the rural counties come in because they're earlier and faster because there are fewer votes to count. So don't panic.
Some breaking news from the decision desk. NBC News can now project that Donald Trump has won the state of Wisconsin, which means he is the winner of this race and will return to the White House as this country's 47th president.
Well,
guys, we literally don't even have to panic. We literally don't have to freak out right now. We don't even have to, we don't have to freak out. We don't have to freak out because it's not even real. Because, bitch, recount the vote!
If this is an audition for managing a complex organization like the United States, Kamala Harris has passed the audition flawlessly. This has been, in many ways, a perfect campaign. A brief, and she had barely any time to put it together. But just as a managerial matter, it's been brilliantly done.
I don't know what else she could have done.
I don't think she could have done more. I think she left it all out on the field. Mm-hmm. I think she raised $1 billion in 3 months. I think that she ran a flawless campaign, and I maintain that.
All I can say is how dare you, put this man into office for another 4 years, knowing damn well what it means for our country.
It's not just misogyny from white men. Mm-hmm. It's misogyny from Hispanic men.
Right.
It's misogyny from black men.
I was so hopeful that a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country.
That's not the point I'm making. The point
folks, this was a landslide. They're acting like the minority won. Keep going.
The point, don't look at me like that.
Let's be honest. It was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for
listen,
children,
stop,
for the
stop,
hundreds
stop,
of thousands.
Stop. Okay, folks, listen. Go back to the beginning of this and listen how this is just pro. It's bad for women. Listen to all the people it's bad for. No, just back to Jimmy Kimmel. I'm sorry. How it's all the people he says it's bad for, and it isn't bad for any of them. Go ahead.
It was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go.
And in this democracy, the majority has spoken, and they said they don't care that much about democracy.
Bitch, are we serious right now? Are we serious? Let's add music montage, bitch. What in the I'm mad as hell. What the is going on?
I say this in the most disrespectful way possible. I don't care if you are my family. I don't care if you are my friend. I don't care if we've been friends our entire lives. You can literally go yourself if you voted for Donald Trump. If you are so sad about your groceries being expensive, get a better paying job.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, right, Joe?
Russia has committed an act of war against this nation.
I'm disgusted enough to delete my ex account.
You voted against me. You voted against my right to live.
Never order a Tesla as long as I shall live.
We
okay,
never
stop. Have. Do you believe this? Do you believe these people? Huh? Now, folks, understand this. This has been the media that's been feeding it to us, right? And they're in a bubble and they cannot believe. They can't believe it. So I'm going to show you what's going on. I'm not going to show you. I'm going to have my dear friend Mark Driscoll show you. Pull up number 5. (Clears throat)
tell us about Satan? Is it true that Satan and or Lucifer rebelled as an angel of God? Is that an inference? Is that a folktale? Is that tradition? Let's just start with that. Who is Satan and how much power does he have?
Yeah, and if you go to realfaith.com, all my Bible teaching is free. You get what you pay for, lower your expectations, but it's all there. And there's a book I wrote with my wife and a series I did called Win Your War, and it's all on Satan and the demonic, and it's all free. But anyways, there's one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then there are two realms that form one reality. There is the unseen realm of the spirit, and then there's the physical realm that we inhabit. And what's interesting is the entire progressive woke world downplays or denies the spiritual altogether. So like the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders on how to help people who are struggling, mentions the soul zero times. There is no acknowledgement that you have a soul. We are one person in two parts. We have a physical body and a spiritual soul. Our physical body was built for this world. Our soul was built to connect with God in that world. And so in that way, what we experience as human beings correlates with the reality that God made. So there's one God, and as there are beings that inhabit our physical world, men and women, there are beings that inhabit the spiritual world, angels and demons. All started as angels. Angels are messengers and ministers
and
servants of God.
Angel is messenger.
Yeah, exactly.
And in Hebrew, it literally means messenger.
Messenger and minister.
Yeah.
Now it says in Revelation that there was a war in heaven, Revelation 12.
Yeah.
That Satan decided that he would try and overthrow,
usurp
God. And so everything that God creates, Satan counterfeits. Everything that God builds, Satan breaks. Everything that God has, Satan tries to steal. And so what happens is there's a war in heaven. It says that Michael and the angels won the war, Revelation 12. Satan and the demons were cast down. Jesus said it was a third of the heavenly host. So a third of the angels now became dark. They're still divine beings. They're still supernatural. They're under God. They're not equal to God. They don't share his attributes. They immediately take the war to Adam and Eve, and they're trying to rule on earth because they lost their war in heaven. They won their war on earth, and then they took over humanity. So now the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world.
That's Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, and that he
Jesus
rules
said,
and reigns.
Prince of this world. Yeah.
And so Satan can't be everywhere and doesn't know all things. He doesn't share God's attributes.
Got it.
But it's like a military with a commander in chief. And the Bible uses military language like archangels, which is a military term, to refer to the demonic realm like soldiers. And then Paul says our war is not against flesh and blood, but powers, principalities, and spirits. So what we're up against is not just a physical war, but there's a war behind that war that's a spiritual war.
That's super helpful. The best, honestly.
Amen. Okay, freeze it. You think the average Christian knows that? Do you really think that the average Christian has any idea that that's what it's about? I say no. And that was a pretty clear, simple articulation of what's going on. So those people who are screaming and hollering, they're demonically oppressed, folks. Maybe possessed, but certainly oppressed. They're not believers. And what are we teaching them? We're teaching them that Jesus loves them, not that they better fear the Lord. We're giving them the wrong message. Wes, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. I often sometimes find myself thinking, how did we fall so far into this propaganda? I've met Christians who believe the propaganda. I know Christians that don't believe it. I know gay people that believe it. I know gay people that don't believe it. Is it something in the water? What happened?
It's spiritual, brother. They receive, 2 Thessalonians, because they receive not the love of the truth, the Lord sends a strong delusion that they believe a lie. It's judgment. What we're seeing right now is judgment. And the Lord loves righteousness and justice. So he's obligated to do it, man. That's what it is. Mark Trump.
Well, just a quick comment. Did you notice when he said that Satan's a god of the world, Mark Driscoll corrected him and said he's the prince?
Prince.
That was sharp, Coach. That was sharp. And this is the audience and the type of teaching that we need, because it's like giving us that extra edge of truth to help us really understand where we are in that pyramid he described. You know,
amen.
Mark.
Clip. If he's a prince, there's a king, isn't there?
Amen. That's the point that Mark Driscoll was making. That's the point.
So if he's a prince of the power of the air, there must be a king of the power of the air. Right, folks?
Amen.
We don't think like this. He's not.
Who do you serve, coach? Who do you serve, the prince?
Who do you serve? Who do you serve? And what are we seeing? We see Satan, who is like an elected official who got put into office by the people and then goes and does his own thing and undermines and becomes a rhino rather than somebody representing the people. That's what's happened. Randy.
Good catch, Mark. That's right. Coach, he is the prince of the air, the frequencies. He does not own the earth. And let me tell you, Coach, his kingdom only rules where the God's people won't. He rules where there is no justice and no righteousness. So read Psalm 89:14. Turn it over, replace the area, say your local where you live, when righteousness and justice is in authority there. He isn't reigning at all. God is. That's how we have to see it, Coach.
Amen. Amen. So when the Bible says that he's the God of this world, which people like to talk about, well, he may be the God of this world, but he's not the God over everything. He's not the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. No matter what position you try to put Satan in, he's below. He's a servant of somebody higher than him.
Subservient.
He's subservient. Adam, come on in.
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, you know, I find it funny how they change their language when their mockingbird delusions don't work on people anymore.
Right.
They started off telling everybody that it's going to be a close race, insisting that the American people would never vote for Donald Trump again. And then after we do, then they say, oh, well, that's because they're sexist and they're racist. And so now what they're trying to do is scare people into supporting the person that they wanted.
Amen. Adam, it's worse than that. And I don't have the stuff to pull up here. Hang on. I'll get to you, Jeff. I am. But Mary Beth, do you know that the Harris for President Committee paid Oprah Winfrey $1 million for her endorsement? You guys know that? Did you know that all those concerts that they had for all these people to come, did you know that they paid those guys? You know, they paid the bands to come and perform. Did you know that? And here we think these guys are just doing it. Bruce Springsteen's just doing it out of the goodness of his heart. Oh, no, no, no. She spent over $1 billion lining the pockets of supporters, folks. Wes says Eminem got $3.4 million. Do you see what's going on? They're taking the money and they're giving it to their friends. Oh, my goodness. Jeff Nell, come on in. Quick.
Yeah, you can't bind the devil, but you can bind the minions. You can buy the dominions. I like to quote in Luke chapter 10, says, even the demons respond. Thank you.
Even the demons are subject to him. Mary Beth.
I was just thinking about that Sunny comment on The View, and she said, you know, my daughters do not have even the same rights that I had. And you know what? Put her in North Korea or something with her daughters.
It's just so stupid.
Why, she has.
You know what she's talking about? Her daughters can't kill their babies. That's what she's talking about. They have all the rights they want to. It's all just fun. I want to cuss, but I won't. It's all just BS. And we don't counter it. Gino, come on in.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she spent all this money, these people, and you know she's over $20 million in debt.
And Trump volunteered to pay off her debt. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. To help her.
And folks, they paid money to celebrities. Celebrities got rich supporting Kamala Harris. Is that unbelievable? That's the times in which we live. That's where we are. Hey, I got to wrap it up here this morning. Say, Coach, what are you saying? I'm saying this. The battle's just begun, baby. The battle has just begun. And we ain't seen nothing like what they're going to try to throw on us. Trying to counterfeit everything they can. The election, Kerry Lake, all that stuff. Trump has the House. He has the Senate. He has the presidency. And we ought to go for the juggler. That's what I think. We ought to pop the clutch and go for the juggler. Think of the things that we can overturn just with executive orders. What a time to be alive, huh?
Amen.
Double-minded man's unstable in all of his ways. You can't love Trump and hate Trump. You can't have that. Doesn't work that way. Got to figure out whose side he's on. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See you tomorrow.